Okay. Okay. So, so you can tell everybody you're learning Maisa Merkava, like in the way it should be done, with the real Merkava. Okay. So we're holding here in we had done Perek Gimel Torah Mitzvahs. And we had spoken about he in broad strokes he had this inyan that the tachlis is to be mekashi yourself, to make yourself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that in that sense you become mekusha. We explained that things that are like are kosher one to each other and so on. And he explained that the way in which it works is because things, the world of Torah and Mitzvahs Lamata is similar to the world of Torah and Mitzvahs Lamala, and he causes that Ashpa and so on. That's his whole shtickle over here. I want to speak about something that is semi, it sounds like it's almost a different Mahalach, and we'll try to understand how they fit together. In the back over here, in his he brings over here in his in the volume that he put out, he brings Likutim from Adib Amar. Adib Amar is a sefer that he wrote on the Idra. The Idra is a very, very chashuv chibur. The Idra is the part of the Zoya that probably contains a big chelik of his formal teachings to his Talmidim, as Idra Rabbah, the Idra Zuta. And Adib Amorim is his sefer on it. And it's a very, very chashuv sefer, Ramchal's. And he pulls out snippets that are not Kabbalistic, but there's a common theme. He pulls out a ton of snippets, and it goes very, very well. They all follow the same pattern. And let me read two or three pieces, and you'll get a sense of it. Reishis hakol v'yosayit hakol hu, sheyeh alimud rak l'tikun hashchina. When a person learns, he should only be learning for tikun hashchina. V'lo yimotzei shum pnei acheres tagiyeh latzmoy, chas v'shalom, not think about yourself. That's one. A few but before. The Ika Pula is Lechav Drachav Lechoyzot Tikun Ashchina. There's one more piece that I'm skipping a second. All the Avodas Adam is all for Tikun Ashchina. And it shouldn't Shalei Timtzah B'machshavto Shum Roishin Pnia Acheres. A person should not find any Roishin, any Pnia Acheres. Afil L'takin Atzim Shmosei. A person should not think when he's doing Avoda that he's being misakin himself. Limtzah Chemein HaMelech. Kim Lasas Utsayne Bolvad Merev Avos Machiv Advekus, and so on. On and on and on. Then they quote a piece that's a little bit different. He speaks about Avodas Adam is for the klal, that a person should always be doing the tikkun for the klal, and that's good. And then he goes on Avodas Hayachad Lemana klal and so on and on and on. This is 2,000-3,000 quotes like this, and so on. Now, I want to talk a little bit about. It seems extremely different than what he said here. I think we once pointed out Mr. Zesharim Dakdoma, he has Lis'anig al Hashem, he has Lidovik b'Hashem, and then he says, but if you really think about it, when the person is Misa'ala, the entire world is Misa'ala with him, and so on and so forth. Which really, really, it's all frum, it's all good. There doesn't seem to be any particular issue. We all subscribe to all of the above, but there's such a jarring contrast between the Maima Ikrim and what he's writing in Adib Amarim. So I want to read a Gemara, and it's a very important Gemara in putting the thing in a proper perspective. It says like this: the Gemara in Pesachim it's a Gemara Samaches Amid Beis, and Hakol Moedim Batzeres Binin Ami Lachem. That's the Yom Shreita by Teira, and the Rabbi says Hakol Moedim Shabbos Binin Lachem, and all's good and fine. And then the Gemara says like this: Reb Yosef used to be very happy on Yom Ha'atzarta. He used to say of the Igla Tulsa, he said, "Oma ilav ha'yom de kogorim kam Yosef kibeshuka." There'll be many, many Yosef, and I owe what I am to this day. Reb Sheshes called losin yom mehadalei Talmudei. Every 30 days he would chaz over what he learned. V'toli v'koy be'ibra d'dasha, and he would stand at the gateway. He would sort of stand at the doorway of the house. I don't know if it's a sort of a kol dichvin v'yesev v'yechol. What exactly was not clear. V'oman he would say chadoy nafshoy. You should be very happy with yourself. L'cho kroy l'cho tnoy. I learned for my neshama. So my neshama, please, you ought to be happy because this is what I did for you. So Mo asks, Eini, it's not true. V'omer Rabbi Loza ilmoli toyel in the sky mashrayim v'oretz. Shem loy brisi yom elay l'chuk shayim v'oretz samti. So l'maisa, you see that the Torah keeps up the world, and there is a whole world that you're keeping up, not only for yourself. So the Gemara answers, ki ovid inish adait de nafshika meikara, ki ovid inish adait nafshikavid. In the beginning, when a person starts learning, he does it for himself. That's what the person does. So, first of all, I can't imagine this was the first time Rav Sheshet had did it. I mean, the Gemara says every month you make a siyum. So this was a monthly affair, and every month you get up and say, I should be very happy with myself, and so on. What's the vart in that? And the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara says mikara. So I understand when a person first starts off learning, it's hard to do things the same shemayim. So you do it. So you do it a little, you know, for yourself, and then you do it the same shemayim. But this is really talking about. I mean, he who knows how many times he did. So I think we need to understand. Let's understand the picture the way it really is, and then we'll have a bigger picture of it. Imagine a person is trying to plan an economic climate for a society. So the person, if he's not a communist and if he's a capitalist, he says like this: I will make the laws and create the structures needed to allow each person to maximize his own profit. So this guy will be able to manufacture as much as he wants. This person will have where to sell it. This person will be able to buy it openly. And if each person is allowed to maximize his own profit, the economy as a whole is going to be vibrant. And that is the way we understand it. I mean, nobody says that capitalism works well because everybody's in L'shem Shemayim. Everyone who claims it works well claims it works well because everybody's in it for himself. That's the Metzius. So if somebody's looking down and he sees an extremely healthy, well-run economy, he will see two things. He will see an economy that runs well, it clicks really well, and each person is in it for himself and for his own toelos. So if we take each person and examine him, the person plays two roles over here. He plays one role as his self, and he plays another role as being an important cog in a big machine. This one manufactures, this one it markets, this one ships, this one buys, and so on. So we have here the same exact situation has in it two elements, an element bepratius, an element beklolius. And they're two very different perspectives on what's happening over here. Two very, very different descriptions. The and not only not size each other, they sort of go hand in hand. the tchila of avodah Hashem has to start at the person himself, because if there's no self, there's no avodah. And it's if a person's first step is l'shem shemayim, then it's not going to be l'shem shemayim, and it's not going to be avodah. Neither. It's like the person. It's like the communist. If you talk yourself into it, or if you try to do it for the benefit of society, what ends up happening is not society benefits, and not you are in any way profitable. It just doesn't work. So the Gemara says he is soid. Hello? Now, when you say you crash in this situation, it has a little bit of different meaning. So in this situation, you have a tchila, b'toiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a person as a nivdal and a nivra nifredes. I am first and foremost a nivra. That's as when I wake up, when I open up my eyes and breathe my first, I'm a nivra. And to dehair myself as a nivra, I'm dehairing myself. And the Rambam says, l'mashal, the Rambam speaks in his Akdama to his Chelek, he gives a mashal of how it is that a person teaches a child. And you start out by promising candies, and then as he gets older, you promise money, and then covet, and so on. And then, when he gets mature and he's ready for it, if he's ready for it, slowly you begin teaching him lishma. But it's not something you start out with. You can never start out with lishma. It's not just because the assumption is that mistama, most kids, are not so lishmadik when they start out. That's not the assumption. It's much deeper than that. The tchila of everything, the ratios of a nivra as a nivra, is that he's nifrad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he has to build avodah like that. Let's give another example, we'll find it striking, and in the distinction of in that distinction. Imagine a person is dating a girl, and she asks him, what is it about? So, what do you perceive life with me like, or what is it about me that you want? And the person says, in you I found an ideal chesed project that I can do for you a whole life. I don't think, she has to be a very, very firm girl to appreciate that. Kula haiva ulai. And you have to be very rich and quite good looking to be able to get away with it. The person wants to hear that you're a person that I will enjoy my life with. You're chachma, you're this, you're that. And the other thing, the person wants to hear that you're wanted, because that person will benefit from having you as a mate. Fast forward, person is married a long time, and a person says, the reason I'm married is because I get a lot of hana from being married to you. That's you want to hear that whatever I have is for you. My life is because I want you to do well, and so on. You want to hear that mesiris when it sits on top of the fact I am thrilled with your company, and you are the person that I'm dedicating my life to make sure that they're taken care of in the best way possible, and so on and so forth. So it's and the reason is because the first step is when a person is going out, they are others. They are distinct people, and therefore I want to hear from you that you enjoy my company. When you're married and you become one, so you want to hear that I will be there for you through thick and thin, whatever it takes and whatever you need, and so on and so forth. And bozmani, in other words, when you're married, you want to hear both. One is that I am thrilled, it's a tremendous tainug for me to be with you, and I will make sure that whatever it is that you need, I will make sure that that's taken care of, and so on and so forth. So you have a two-layered binyan of relationship. Mikara, a person is adaited nafshikovit. That's one, and then it is, and the second layer is that ilmol tayrlin is kaim shayim baritz. I think that that's a shtickel, the muscle of the at least the frame of reference when he says he stood in the doorway and he said it. I mean, I guess you could say it means he was calling out to people. I think what he meant was in the entrance way to the world of Ruchnius is the sense of personal shleimus, and that's why every time he finished it, when he would start anew, so the starting is built on self always. In other words, it's there's a bottom layer and there's a higher layer. So Avodas Hashem includes two elements that are extremely important. If it doesn't start out when we meet people that sometimes give an aura of being really fine people, they're very from the Elch, they're Shem Shem, but there's something lacking. A lot of times it's the person, you don't get a sense that the person himself is in any way fulfilled by it. It's like he's busy doing for Eibishter. That's not the right binyan. It's not real, it's not the way the binyan is supposed to be. The Rambam says there's a Seder Advarim. You're supposed to start with the candies and work your way up. The Gemara says Rav Sheshes Milo Golik Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef said he would say Ilav Hayyomi the Kogorim Kamiyazir Gemishuka. Well, why didn't he say I'm so thrilled the Shechina is getting so much wonderful chizik from me and everything? They spoke about themselves, not about the Shechina, because that's the Tchilas Binyan. And then on top of that, you build something more. The Chochmas Hapnim, which Adib Amorom is the example of it, and it's a sefer that's Chochmas Hapnim built around the Idra, makes this point at that level. In other words, the chitzonius of mitzvahs is making myself and shaping myself to become roi to mistabik in the Shechina, which there is no tiny greater than that for me. And this is my tshuka, and this is what I want, and there's nothing better for me. That's one step. The second step is pnim. But what's the pnimis of it? In other words, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want out of this? Where is his ratzon coming? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a world where all the pieces are aligned b'ritzonai. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon comes into play, and the Chochmas HaPnim, whereas Chochma that's not Pnimius, and this is where there's a distinction, why is one Chochmas Pnimius, one Chochmas Tzainius? When somebody gives me something, somebody invites me for a dinner, so when somebody invites me for dinner, the dinner itself is shaped in a way that I want it. So he entices me to come to dinner because they'll have my favorite macholim and everything's wonderful. Why does he want it? Because he's trying to sell me something, he's trying to buy something, he's trying to get me to agree to something, whatever it is that his plans are. So the chutz, I'm teufis, the outsider is teufis the chutz always. The insider, the one who gave it, is teufis the pnim. Because if for me, it's a wonderful supper, great supper, and what could the person possibly want from me? That's how I look at it. The other one, the one giving me the supper, it's what he wants from me, and how do I present it to him, and the supper comes afterwards. So for me, it starts with chutz and ends with pnim. Elamala, it starts with pnim and ends with chutz. That's the different direction. So whenever you're looking at it from the vantage point of Pnimius, then you are seeing only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is holding by this type of avodah he's talking about, which A is a certain stage in religious development, and B, it's also in every mitzvah, in every inyan. You know, it's not only just like the, you know, timeline in a person's life. Like till I was 40, I did everything for myself. Now 40, I'm doing everything for mine. It's in each mitzvah, a person has mixed feelings, different feelings. So the tamei ha-mitzvahs of the world of chutz, the tamei ha-mitzvahs that are in line with the reasons that we understand are all tamei ha-mitzvahs geared to us. How does it make a person better when he does X, Y, and Z? That's the mahalach of tamei ha-mitzvahs that we're shayach to. Tamei ha-mitzvahs of chochmas pnim, that this makes this tikkun, this makes this tikkun, this makes this tikkun, those are explanations of how the world of mitzvah enhances the picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of the Bria. That is Chachmas HaPnim. So when people give different reasons, they're mixing fleishigs and mulchigs. They're mixing two things that have no shaykhs to each other in this type of thing. When they come along, they say, why am I doing this mitzvah? Because this sphere, that sphere, the other sphere. We're talking about two worlds. When you're talking about the mi'ikara, adaita de nafshik of it, that requires a tama mitzvah that explains what it brings out in me. And when I'm talking about being oimer on the pnim, which is really talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of it, that has a very, very different flavor to it. That's why in Adab Amaram, the thread of thought, the theme is constantly being metakin all of the ha'aras, everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not thinking of himself at all, not thinking of himself at all, not thinking of himself at all. This is constant. There's another knage to that, which fits very well with this point as well. There's a bunch of quotes. If you have the sefer, if you'll have the sefer, look in it. There's a bunch of quotations about Avodas Adam Lemana Klal. So he speaks about that a person should do everything for Klal Yisrael as a Klal. He speaks about there's Avodas Hayachid for the Klal. HaTorah Nitlcha Yisrael Mispashetes Beprotos Lezeh Limotze Bochel Kach Ben Bavatzmoy Ach Kol Zeh Asede Shmoyse Bishosh Mekayim HaTorah, and so on. What he's saying is that it's just like, I guess, let's give a very graphic example. You know, they have like in these communist countries, like in China or North Korea, they'll have this event in a stadium with 25,000 people holding a card, and they flip the card and whatever each one does, it together it spells out Chfeis Yichia Zeneinu. Well, his matzah tongue is long gone, but whoever the particular Kim Jong is of it, that's what the card shows. So if you look at it for each person individually, he was given a card and told that if his life is precious to him, he needs to click it at the right time, or else he's going to, or else he's never going to be seen again. So each single person, if you ask him, what are you doing? Well, I'm holding a card, and I am desperate to flesh it at the right time, because who knows what happened to him. That's what I'm doing. But 25,000 people together are saying, you know, whatever the Yichia Deneinu of that country is. So you see that the Yochitz Pu'ula is done in a very different context than the Rabbim's Pu'ula, and yet it's mitzarif to create a whole new avoda. Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing. I mean, Klal Yisrael is the sum total of all the Yechidim, but each Yochid is not Klal Yisrael. Each Yochid does his avoda on a practical level, because I am a mitzvah and I need to do it, and so on. But together it's mitzarev to Klal Yisrael. So the kavanah of Klal Yisrael really, in a sense, is very similar to the kavanah of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shekoran Reishis. Klal Yisrael has a certain tzura to it that can express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus and Achdus and so on. And each Yochid, if he's mitzarf to it, he becomes part of it. There's a special kinach to that. When a person is osuk in his own protistic avoida, his only real shaila is, I mean, what's best for me? So for me, it's best to go in this and this yeshiva. But one second, it'll affect many other people in many different ways. And what's my achrayis to a klal? A person who has tremendous koiches, and he has money to live on, and you know, he doesn't need a job, doesn't need to be a rav, doesn't need to be a rebbe, and he can do it on his own. So one cheshbon nefesh is, if my own cheshbon. The second cheshbon is, maybe if the person is very, very needed, so there has to be some sort of balance. If the person thinks of that the ikur accomplishment in this world, klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lies on the klal level, not on the prat level, then it has a different hashkafa, you know. And generally speaking, in yeshivas, if you think about it, let's say going back to Baron Kotler's times. So Baron Kotler, on the one hand, the shita and the hashkafa and every ounce of his strength was a bacha should be sitting and learning, doing nothing else but learning, not that frost, not the yonim, nothing, not the shem shrine, nothing. Very, very, I mean, he created the model of sitting and learning totally. On the other hand, talmidim that he felt was shayach, he pushed to go out and to do all over. And it definitely, it's hard, you know, one can never say what if, but for many Rosh Hashiva, if he would have sat and learned the base matter instead of dealing with money, finances, bachram, this, that, and the other thing, you could make an argument they might have learned more, know more, whatever it is. But A, maybe it's not true, but B, Rebbe Aaron felt, but at this point, at a certain point in life, you have to think about the tzibur. The reason I have to think about the tzibur is not just because the other person. If it's just the other person, there's a cheshbon of my chazed damach didach simut fei or chayecha koidmin. So if somebody comes to me and if I can help him struggle through some elementary learning, and it'll cost me a lot in my learning, I can say chayecha koidmin. I want to finish the ktsais. He has to be taught the mishnah. No way. That's true when the shikl is yachid yachid. If there are pa'ulas that I can do that build a tzibur in a meaningful way, it's a very different cheshbon nefesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence lies in a tzibur. And let's explain this point, very important point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avtochot Avram was V'eschol Goy Gadol. And Goy Gadol, and everything is all about becoming a nation, a nation, a nation. Why? The answer is, the tachlis of Avram was Tikkun HaBriya, Tikkun HaOlam. Like Ramchal says, that the world had become a lousy place after the Chet, and he tried to be Machzor world Amut, but it didn't work. So the Eitzah was to find one shoot that's good, and then replant it and bring out good trees from it and repopulate the world with it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis of putting his malchus into place was a tachlis of that's nogea to a klal. History never deals with yechidim. This person, that person, the other person, doesn't say anything. It always deals with a nation. A nation is the unit of history, and therefore for Avraham Avinu's mahalach to start making the tikkun in the world that was needed, it needed to be an ummah. And so ultimately, Klal Yisrael is more important than every single person. There are certain halachic criteria in depending on the different inyanim. It's not, you know, you can't be medamnos always, but certainly it has a big shikla das vis-a-vis yachid. So what he says, this says also out of the mind, that a person learning for the klayus instead of individual, it's the same type of histaklus that moves the person from the mikara daita nafshe to the hoder in terms of the outside picture, the bigger picture. That's and the truth is, when we speak about Adam Gadol, we usually mean somebody whose picture is a bigger picture. For us, if we're ruchnistic people, we think about ourselves, we're medactic in our maisim, we try to figure out what is right and wrong, and with that, we are what we are, for better or for worse. A big person thinks about a lot of other things. He sees a bigger picture, and in a certain sense, it's that's mevatel him a lot more, there's a lot less, because it's all about the big picture, not about myself at all. I'll give a point. So let's just sum up. It's a very, very important havana in understanding the two mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. The tchilas mahalach is a person needs to find in himself the understanding of why Torah is important to him. He needs to find it himself. He needs to bring it out, so develop himself. The second layer is, and every tchilas avoda, and it's every tchilas avoda even as you go on. At the beginning, you know, when I get my morning going, the first step is me, and then I begin to draw in bigger picture of myself. The same thing, and I can, you know, a person when he matures, and immaturity is the ability to have children, that's called godless. When a person is single, he's thinking about himself. In the noblest way possible. I should be a good person, giving person, everything, but I'm busy making chesed with myself. When a person has a family, he's thinking about the family. His mindset is the family. When I'm alone, when I don't have a family, and somebody tells me Reuven needs some help, it's a chesed. And I may say, you know what? I've done my share. Look someplace else. When a person is, and let's say, even if I'm doing well and some chav of mine is not doing well, I feel bad, but I get over it, I get on, I move on. If it's something in the mishpacha, it always stays with me, because at some point a person's sense of self transcends the physical self and becomes the family. And that's a natural process. And a mother much more so than a father. So it's a progression where a person goes from thinking of avodah in terms of self to thinking of avodah in terms of shechina, in terms of klal yisrael, and so on. Any questions? Yeah.
I've heard a question recently, and I think it's relevant. It was discussed. It was specifically regarding Yom Neroim. There's a big idea to get an aliyah. So if they're auctioning off aliyahs in the shul,
right,
I have a to buy an aliyah, so I could buy it. And if I give it away to someone else, the aliyah, like, not be the shechina, like, not be the mitzvahs in the world, the aliyah is going to be gotten by someone. And the kud is that if I bought it, then I give it to someone else. So not only was the aliyah, I also created a chesed in the world.
Right.
So with preferable than just buying it and taking it for myself.
I saw actually a few years ago, they had a write-up. I get the Hebrew Yotet every week, and they had a write-up about a Yid, Reb David Nidviner or something. I don't remember the last name. He was a very interesting person. He came from a Chassidish background. He learned in the Vardak, of all places, and then I think he might have ended up in the Mir even, and then he went to America. He became a Mashgiach and Satmi Yeshivas. And they had a very nice write-up, very fascinating. And they had a story very similar to yours. It went like this. He was in Satmar on the Shabbos of his father's yard site. So buying mafta for your father's yard site, you can't get better than that. So there was a bidding war. And he was not a wealthy man by any stretch. And there was a wealthy man bidding against him. And he outbid the wealthy man. It came by mafta, the guy comes over to him to ask him for his name. So he says, give it to that other yid. So he asks him, I don't stand. You know, you bid for it so much, and you invest so much money. So he said, my opening bid was as a Satmar Chassid. that there's nothing greater for my father than giving him after. So that's what I was going for. He said, now I'm back to my Nevadika roots and being mevater on something for my father's Ilin Shama, is the greatest thing. So that was the Maisa. So not far off from your Maisa. I think, you know, a person needs to be down for your Inyan. It's hard. Sometimes you fool yourself doing things bigger, sometimes not. You know, can you be mevater than someone else or not? I don't know. It's something where, it's not an easy one to answer across the board. But certainly there's a possibility when a person gives up something for someone else, he's nis'ala through it. But lefia inyan. You know, you have to ask yourself, is it a zilzal namafta? I couldn't care less, him, me, or whatever. Is it far beyond where I'm holding? Would I give him $100? No, but a mafta I'm willing to give him, is it because of a lack of chashivas namafta? Person needs to be a little bit, kind of cautious about that. Yes, I'm actually wanted to, well.
I was curious, someone holding this highest level.
Yeah.
Would he also need to be
someone
selfish as well? Or once someone's
at
an high enough
vibration,
it's all about the
Shekhinah
and this
one? I don't know. There's a, in the beginning of the second Chelek, there's a small section, it's like one long piece called, I think it's called Chinuch Katan, if I'm not mistaken. And he speaks about this, that all through life, there, as you're progressing from one stage to another stage, you always need to fall back to a simple stage. He speaks about it in a different, he says it on Chanech Nar Alpidak or Gam Ki Yaskin Leosimenu. He says, everybody learns that Gam Ki Yaskin Leosimenu means he'll keep being a good person, Kifi, what he's supposed to be at 60, 70, 80, etc. He says, you need to fall back on that low madrega every so often when you're moving ahead. That's how he describes it. So my feeling is, since every person is a bus of a dumb, unless a person has reached a very high daraga where he's really not shaykh to this world, it's always good to have it on that. I mean, I'll tell you why also. You know, the higher you are, the more it's a little bit dangerous. A person can fool himself into thinking that everything he does is the same shemayim. And, when people tell me, I've heard from people who are chashva people, I think they should know better, they'll say, you know, I'm telling you this without negias. Meaning the person has a very clear negia, but the person says, I've been able to rise above my negia. I heard this from somebody once who was not so chashva that I couldn't say something. I said, I think it's a shtikl kefira, because if it's true, why doesn't, the Torah says a dayan can't paskin when he has negias. Why doesn't he just say, Yiratzin kilo, I have no negias? I'm doing it for your benefit. I'm doing it for Kaisel's benefit. It's very easy for people. And then there's no, when a person knows that he's doing something with his own interests, he has some handle on himself, but he's doing it l'shem shemayim. There's no, no limits to what he's willing to do l'shem shemayim. So I don't know. I'm a little bit cynical about that. I
remember seeing them see the Sherman Zahiras. We go through these different levels of motivation.
Right.
He says, everyone needs a basic level of
correct. Now, there are people, there's certainly people that I believe it's mamish all about everything else. But for any one of us on a personally to take that as the Mahalach Navoida, I just don't, I'm just wary of it, that's all. So it's always good to start with, listen, I have my needs, I have my wants, this is getting me there. And then if a person is Zeicha, he also has a bigger picture as well. And it's like a small thing, like when a person sacrifices a Seder to be able to do something, a person does a job that no one else wants to do, but he thinks it'll be better if he does it, someone else will do something else. You know, all sorts of small things here and there where a person makes some sacrifice and builds up that sense of it. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe you can look at it like this, that a person can be aware of all that a person does in the mind of Shekhinah, but the bottom line is that he himself is doing something.
Yeah.
We'll give him more.
It could be, again, if we're talking about abstract, that people who are on such a level and so high and so on and so forth, l'chai, yes, I can. But on a practical, would I ever let anyone think that, if, you know, like a bach or whatever it is? I don't know. I'm just very weary of it. It's so hard. Our sense of self is the strongest sense we have. And that a person could easily transcend his sense of self and do things for the Shechina. I don't know, it's something about it, you know, it's, yes, an Adam Godel B'yoysa, Chad B'dore, you know, at some point in life, I hear. But that one of us would think it that way. The very fact that we know that there's a bigger picture, and it gives us a certain humility that I'm the guy who's holding the card going this way, that way. It's Chashivas is only because it's Mitzvah for 20,000 other people. It's not that I'm doing anything of any significance myself. It's some sort of another it builds in the person. In that way, it's appropriate. But as I don't know, it is a big thing. I just don't buy into it. Okay. Good night, Kol Tov. Okay. Good. You're free. Let me get this onto the thing.
Does this get posted on the website?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to put together.
What?
What is it under? Who organizes the yeshiva website?
Matthew Rosenblum. He's the guy that you send these.
He's the one that's not.
Yeah, he hounds me. He's every other day. This is not. My say is thank to him that's organized. So it's on the yeshiva website, it should be. And it's under Sfarim, Ramchal. And this is called Maimar Ikrim. Yeah. Okay. Take care. I have to make a call.